Monday to Friday, 2:30 to 4, it is the Blitz. Mitch Widmeyer right here with you. Wild season ends in Game 5 of Round 1 on Saturday afternoon at the XL Energy Center. Mike Yeo, who would have thought, former Wild head coach, Mike Yeo in the St. Louis Blues advanced to the second round after taking out the Wild in 5 games. They won 3 at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. There's not going to be any beating around the bush in this segment. I don't really care about the franchise record in wins and the franchise record in points that the Wild set this year. We will look back on this Minnesota Wild team and consider it an incredibly disappointing and lost season. An ongoing narrative in the post-game press conferences after Game 5 and then some of the follow-up interviews after that, I'm hearing coaches, players on the Wild say, hey, you know what, the one thing I'm proud of is that we never quit. You shouldn't quit. Not even when you were down 3-0. Now, some teams would mail it in. Some teams would throw up the proverbial white flag and call it quits. But I don't think you should be getting a pat on the back for not quitting when you trailed the series 3-0. Here's Bruce Boudreau trying to recap the season that was. Soundbite via Learfield Sports.
I think there's a lot of upside where we're going to get better rather than on the decline. And they all know me now, so they know what to expect come training camp. There's going to be no guessing. I mean, I think that part of it is all over. So, I mean, I would anticipate that, you know, I mean, in my mind anyway, that we're going to be a better team than we were this year.
So Bruce Boudreau, head coach there, Minnesota Wild, thinks that because of the familiarity, now that they have a year under their belt with each other, kind of combining into this one cohesive unit, that things will be better, that the Wild could be better next year. Hard to argue that because they went all in this year. And one of the things I will give credit to the Wild for, even though it came up miserably short, they went all in this year, folks. They pushed their chips in the middle of the table. The Wild did exactly what the Vikings did this past year, and while it didn't work out for either, I commend them both for taking the chance. The Wild were, and quite frankly, are a team built to win right now in the present. So this year at the trade deadline, they trade a first-round pick, among others. They go out and they acquire Martin Hanzel. They acquire Ryan White. The Hanzel move alone showed us, whether we believed it or not, that the Wild themselves thought they could win it all. So they sacrificed the then, looking down the road, for the now. And I remember at the time of the trade, there were those who didn't like it, which just goes with the territory. Not all fans are going to approve of every decision that a front office, that a coach, that a GM, that an owner makes. Goes with the territory. I said at the time, had they won the Stanley Cup, it wouldn't have mattered one rip. No one would be caring about the Wild giving up a couple of draft picks to acquire some players at the deadline. This past offseason, they had a head coaching vacancy. They go out, they bring in Bruce Boudreau. That was a move to win right now. They did not hire Bruce Boudreau to build a team up for the future and have success 4, 5, 6 years down the road. Bruce Boudreau was brought in because he's a veteran coach who has established success. Now, he has his own kind of wishy-washy history in the postseason, but Boudreau's had plenty of success in his previous stops in Washington and with the Ducks as well, and they didn't want to go the young, unproven coach. They didn't want to go that route. The Wild didn't. I don't blame them, because they are built as a team right now. They are structured to win now. So they went out and got a coach who could help them have success right off the bat from the get-go. And they built it up, and they had one of the best starts in the NHL in the regular season this year, and then at the deadline they go out and they acquire a Martin Hanzel. They bring in a Ryan White. Some people upset by that trade saying, oh, can you give up these draft picks? Had they won the Stanley Cup, it wouldn't have mattered. As a Cubs fan, last year when they traded for Aroldis Chapman and gave up 3 of their better prospects in the farm system for a closer, the Cubs gave up 3 of their better prospects in their farm system for a guy who they probably knew would only be there for half of the regular season and then the postseason run. Gave up 3 prospects for it. And at the time, I kind of scratched my head and I said, man, that's a lot to give up for a closer who probably won't re-sign with the Cubs. They went out, they got the ring, nobody cares now, myself included. Nobody cares that they gave up the top prospects because the end result was better, winning the whole dang thing. And again, the Wild came up woefully short, and the plan didn't work out. But every once in a while, I love the team, the franchise that invests and just says, screw it, we're going all in. We just happened to see it with two Minnesota franchises this year, the Wild and the Vikings. Vikings traded a first-round pick for Sam Bradford last year. They started 5-0. People are whispering about Houston. Super Bowl, do we start playing for the Super Bowl? They finished 8-8. I sure as heck didn't think Sam Bradford was a quarterback capable of taking a team to the big game, regardless of how much weight was on his shoulders or the situation. The Vikings thought differently and made the move. Didn't matter what the outsiders thought. Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer thought, man, we're built right now. We've got a really good defense. We've got a running back. They couldn't have predicted that Adrian Peterson was going to get hurt. We got some weapons on the outside. Really good defense. Let's give it a run. Teddy Bridgewater goes down after a non-contact injury before the season starts. You're not gonna run with Sean Hill. You're throwing up the white flag then if you go with Sean Hill, who was the backup at the time. And so they trade for Sam Bradford. Vikings thought differently, thought they could win then, which was last year, made the move, finished 8-8. People are uncomfortable with change, but oftentimes it's the outside-of-the-box thinking, the unordinary move that puts teams over the top in sports. In our everyday lives, it is okay to be different. People wake up every morning and they flip on the same channel. They read from the same newspaper. They take the same route to work. It is okay to be different. And sometimes that outside of the box thinking can take you to paradise. The Minnesota Wild have been a fairly consistent franchise the last few years. Chuck Fletcher tried to take them over the top this season. Here's Chuck Fletcher, GM of the Minnesota Wild, recapping the year.
You know, this is a team that has three lines that can score, five quality D, a real good goaltender. So wholesale changes, I don't think we need wholesale changes. I mean, certainly we can look at ways to improve the team, and that's what we'll do. You know, and again, there will be significant challenges for a lot of teams this summer, and we'll be one of them.
I commend Chuck Fletcher for not rolling out the same game plan, the same vanilla scheme for the Wild, and just standing pat and saying, well, you know, we'll see if the playoffs are good enough this year. If we clinch a spot, get into the dance, we'll see if the fans accept that as good enough. No, he rolled the dice. And when they made those deals at the deadline, bringing in Ryan White and Martin Hansel, the expectations quickly rose because people said, man, they're giving up future draft picks for these guys. Hansel's set to be a free agent. Might not be here for too long. They're trying to win right now, and so expectations instantly went up outside and within that organization. And so to see it end in such a salty fashion, and you can peel back all the layers of it, the fact that the Wild lost to a rival in the St. Louis Blues in the first round, the fact that their coach is Mike Yeo, who was previously the coach of the Wild for 4.5 years. I mean, it's just adding salt to the wound. But I do not fault the Wild for pushing all their chips in. For those out there saying, man, it was still a fun year to follow along with the Wild. Yeah, it was, but don't the franchise record and wins and points, I don't care. I don't care. We will look back on this Wild team and consider it an incredibly disappointing and lost season. But the fact that they decided to roll the dice and take their shot, similar to the Vikings, even though it backfired in both cases, I love a team that'll do that once in a while. In New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, those real big markets surrounding their sports teams, there's always pressure. I mean, if you have one or two bad years, people are saying, well, you got to blow it up and rebuild. And if you do that, we expect great results right from the get-go, right after the blow-up starts. And there's constant pressure in those markets. The Wild, the Vikings, have notoriously just kind of gone with the flow, not making the overly dramatic move, and oftentimes that can work out. Before this year, when the Vikings traded for Sam Bradford, and Sam Bradford's not known as like a top 5 or probably even top 10 quarterback in the NFL, but the fact that when Teddy Bridgewater went down, they thought they had enough to not only win the NFC North, but really make a dent in the playoffs. So they go out and trade for Sam Bradford. It was the first time I said, wow, you know what? I respect the Vikings for making a move like that since they brought in Brett Favre. And for the Wild, it's been quite a while too. Because for so long, I think fans have been okay with the norm. with the, hey, this is the sixth year in a row going to the playoffs. We're completely comfortable with that. But once they made those trades, it intensified the pressure a little bit that was put on the Wild. And I don't think that was the reason that they lost. I don't think the pressure of a couple of moves at the trade deadline was the reason they lost. There's many other reasons, including the Blues just having a hot goaltender, playing good hockey at the right time, and the Wild kind of limped into the playoffs. Not from a health standpoint, but they were up and down wins and losses entering the postseason. But if you're going to be upset they got ousted in round one and lost all three games at the XL Energy Center. That's a dang good reason to be upset. Be upset that Mike Yeo, the former coach of the Wild, now with the Blues, beat you in round one. But don't be upset about the trades the Wild made at the deadline. And as the NHL draft nears closer and closer, and people go, well, the Wild don't have a first-round pick. NFL drafts this week. Vikings don't have a first-round pick. Why? They acquired Sam Bradford. And so some people look back at it and say, oh, they went 8-8. Yeah, they took a chance. I don't blame the Wild. I don't blame the Vikings whatsoever. Once in a while, you have to say, you know what? We think we're good enough. We don't care what the outside pundits think. We're going to take a chance. That's what the Wild did. That's what the Vikings did. End of the day, didn't work out. I still commend them for believing enough. And I don't think the belief was invalid. I think the belief was very truthful. And that there were a lot of pieces on this Minnesota Wild team to believe that they could make a deep run, not only in the Western Conference, but maybe to a Stanley Cup final this year. And it didn't happen. And now they have to face more questions because of this first-round exit. We'll step aside. We've got Mike Grimm, voice of the Gophers, sports director at Minnesota News Network, talking Minnesota Twins baseball next right here on The Blitz.